in that way? Would that be the way you're suggesting?
Yes. We suggest that you mix it up as much as you feel like, mm-hmm. with an ear to the ground of how each part of what you think feels. Always mm-hmm. wanting to guide your thoughts to the best feeling buffet. We liked the analogy that we offered yesterday about how mm-hmm. you're at a buffet and the buffet has what's a vibrational match to you. And if everything on the buffet tastes bad, it's a clue about what your vibrational pattern is. Mm-hmm. And so, but even as bad as this buffet may taste, if you will look with discernment by using mm-hmm. your guidance, you'll notice that some of it's worse than others. And if instead mm-hmm. of condemning it all, you will take the best from what's available to you mm-hmm. and do your best to hold yourself in alignment with that, now another buffet mm-hmm. will unfold that's not as bad as that and right. much better than that. Right. And as you do the same thing, and then the same thing, and then the same thing, before you know it, you have these wonderful choices, you see. And what right. happens to so many of you who were born into wonderful choices, let's say, and you're seeing people over there having horrible buffets, so many of you worry so much about what they're eating that you become oriented toward that, and then you conjure all kinds of incredible stories about the plight of man when all along you could have led them to the better buffet rather than joining them in the not-so-good one, you see.
Right. So then there's the one other piece about truth, learning what the truth and the truthful way is versus the false way. There's a fellow named David Hawkins who talks about kinesiology and muscle testing to determine what's true and what's false. And he has calibrated all kinds of things as truthful or non-truthful or higher energy or lower energy and so forth. I'm just wondering if that's a valid way of exploring what's true in the world.
It could be a valid way of feeling upstream, downstream. His process is giving you that feedback. We would not use the word true in this sense. When Esther first met us, she was very excited because she said, "Abraham, now you can help me know who's lying." And we said, we can give you any information that you want. So Esther turned on a television program where there was a courtroom drama. Mm-hmm. And her question to us, she watched the first segment, heard both sides of this story, and said, "All right, Abraham, which one of them is lying and which one of them is telling the truth?" And we said, "They are both speaking what they believe to be true." We said to Esther, a much better question than who's telling the truth and who's lying is this person speaking what they believe to be? But then we said, that serves you not at all either. Because there are a whole lot of things that people believe are true that are true. Cancer is true. Do you want some? In other words, there are all kinds of things that are true that you don't want to make active in your vibration, because making it active in your vibration opens the door to you and it, you see? Mm-hmm. And so we want you to understand that in the way that you mean it, that this truth that you are seeking mm-hmm. is the truth of who you really are. It's who you were before you were born, and more important, who you have become in all of this. That's the truth of you is what you're reaching for, and your guidance, your gut, will always take you to it. But you have to be selfish enough, egotistical enough, focused enough, aware enough mm-hmm. to care that you are in alignment with that truth. Humans don't do too much of that. There have been periods of time when you have been more intuitive and more gut reactive, more aware of the way you feel, more emotionally guided, and you sort of vacillate back and forth relative to that. But when we call this the time of awakening, reawakening is really a better word, what we mean is it's a time when more of you will factor out what that one thinks and that one thinks and that one thinks and that one thinks. Even those that are living close to you, even those that want things from you. And you will let the way you feel be your guide, because that's the way you come into a